USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Senator Lindsey Graham says former President Trump has a claim of immunity regarding the events of January 6, 2021.
You're doing your job as president and trying to find out if the election was on the up and up. I don't know how it will bear out, but I think it's a legitimate claim.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, the South Carolina Republican said Trump made a fiery speech that day, but he wasn't actually involved in the U.S. Capitol riot. Graham was referring to Trump's speech from the White House lawn when he told the crowd of supporters to march to the Capitol. Trump had tweeted a couple weeks earlier there would be a big protest over election results in Washington and urged supporters to be there. Graham noted that nobody is above the law, but added the president has presidential immunity to do his job. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says one person's dead, five others injured following an overnight shooting at a Hawthorne strip mall. Six people were found with gunshot wounds, including a woman who died after being taken to an area hospital. The sheriff's department said one of the gunshot victims remains in critical condition while the other four are in stable condition. There's no word on any suspects. A bipartisan pair of Texas congressmen say the U.S. and the Mexican federal government need to do more to stop illegal immigration.
We don't want Mexico to interfere with our foreign policy or with our laws, but we want them to do their job.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Democrat Henry Cuellar and Republican Tony Gonzalez both say they believe in legal immigration, but the southern border is being turned upside down. Both congressmen said the White House isn't doing enough to enforce immigration laws already on the books. Cuellar and Gonzalez, who met with Mexican President Obrador, said the U.S. can better handle migrants at the border if Mexico stops more people at their 20-yard line. He's referring to the Mexico and Guatemala border. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
A California law that bans guns in most public places will take effect at the start of 2024, thanks to a federal appeals court. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued an administrative stay, meaning it will temporarily place the injunction filed by Judge Cormac Carney on hold. Carney believes the bill violated U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment. In a statement, California Governor Gavin Newsom says the ruling will allow the state's common sense gun laws to remain in place while we appeal the district court's dangerous ruling. Eight people are being treated or are recovering from injuries sustained when a massive rogue wave hit a beach in California.
It happened Thursday in Ventura County as a group of onlookers stood behind a barrier. The wave swept as many as 20 people off the beach. Eight of them were hospitalized. According to the National Weather Service, dangerous rip currents will continue along parts of the California coast through the weekend. Coastal flooding and high surf alerts are being posted along much of the west coast from the Mexican border to southern Oregon. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Don't expect any packages or mail to arrive tomorrow. That's because most major U.S. Postal Service offices will be closed. This also applies to banks like Wells Fargo, Truist, shipping services like UPS and FedEx. It'll be a good idea to contact your local shipping services or bank before heading out because they may have modified business hours. But you can't expect all businesses to return to normal on Tuesday, January 2nd. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.